This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ninth day of the Bada Dasain festival Mahanavami being celebrated today. Nepal makes it to the final of the SAFS championship for the first time in its footballing history. Prime Minister Sharbadur Dewa congratulates the players. Foreign Affairs Minister returns home attending non-alignment movement NAM meeting. And five people killed in Norway after a man used a bow and arrow to attack them. Now the news in detail. The Mahanavami festival is being observed today by worshipping goddess Durga Bhavani and making offerings. This festival is observed on the ninth day of the 10-day Bada Dasain festival. Special worship is performed to Durga Bhavani today on the occasion of Mahanavami, and the Jamara, which have been germinated, is offered to the goddesses at various shrines. Goats, ducks, roosters and buffaloes are sacrificed at various temples dedicated to the goddesses. Those who do not have the tradition of offering animal or bird sacrifices offer fruits and vegetables to the goddess. On this day, the security forces also performed what is called the Kot Puja or worship of the armories. The Taleju Bhavani temple located at Hanuman Dhoka in capital Kathmandu is also open for the devotees to pay homage on this day. It is opened only on the occasion of Mahanavami. The people of the Newar community also worship Bhimsen by making animal sacrifices on the occasion of Mahanavami. Nepal has advanced to the SAFS final after 1-1 draw against Bangladesh. Nepal is set to play the final match of SAFS Championship 2021. After playing draw against Bangladesh in the final group match of the championship underway in the Maldives, Nepal has booked its place for the final. In yesterday's match played under Round Robin League, Nepal played a 1-1 draw against Bangladesh, which was limited to 10 players. Suman Riza of Bangladesh had netted the first goal in the ninth minute of the match held at Malay-based National Stadium. Nepal's Anjan Bista drew the scoreline with a penalty in the 88th minute. The final match of the tournament is scheduled to take place on coming Saturday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sharbadur Dewa has congratulated Nepali football team for securing place in the final of the SAFS Championship underway in Maldives. Prime Minister Dewa took to Twitter to congratulate the Nepali team on Wednesday evening. He has also extended best wishes to the team for future endeavour. The government has decided to provide free treatment to the people who got injured in the recent road accidents. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Ministry of Home Affairs has stated that the government will arrange the provision to ensure free treatment to the people who sustained injuries in several road accidents across the country. Similarly, the ministry stated it would provide relief to the family who lost their members in these road accidents. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Kharkar returned home yesterday after participating in the high-level commemorative meeting of the non-aligned movement NAM in Belgrade of Serbia. Talking to journalists at Thriven International Airport upon his arrival from Serbia, the minister said that the meeting and his visit both were successful and productive for Nepal. Over 100 non-aligned movement members attended the special event and Minister Kharkar addressed it on the 11th of October. As he said, current issues of global concern such as rising ethnic, racial and interstate conflict, violent extremism, international terrorism, climate change, geopolitical tension and arms race were raised strongly by Nepal during the meeting. He said he also highlighted the issues of climate change and challenges posed by COVID-19 pandemic to the mankind. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14#डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. Additional 609 people recovered from the coronavirus infection across the country yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population informed with this, the coronavirus recovery rate in Nepal has reached 96.8%. Meanwhile, the country reported 365 additional cases of COVID-19 yesterday. Similarly, four people lost their lives yesterday due to COVID-19 infection. Now on to some international updates. Five people have been killed and two more injured in Norway after a man used a bow and arrow to attack them. Police first received word of an attack in the town of Kongsberg, southwest of the capital Oslo. The police said a suspect had been caught and seemed to have acted alone. The police has said it will investigate whether it was an act of terror. Prime Minister of Norway, Erna Solberg, said reports of the incident had been horrifying. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in province number 1 along with hilly regions of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the last 24 hours, maximum temperature was 31.5 degrees Celsius and minimum was 17.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines, once again. 9th day of Bada Dasai Festival, Mahanahami, being celebrated today. Nepal makes it to the final of the SAF Championship for the first time in its footballing history. Prime Minister Dewa congratulates the players. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kharga returns home after attending non-aligned movement meeting. And five people killed in Norway after a man used a bow and arrow to attack them. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.